Thing I wanted to share is a picture that I saw while we were worshiping, and this is what I want everyone to trust God for. You know that if there's a war, have you seen these movies? And then after the war or during the war in the mornings, there's always these injured people. They've got these makeshift hospitals and stuff. You with me? And then they've got those doctors there and the nurses and so on. And for me, it almost this morning is like getting together as nurses and doctors, discussing what needs to be done so that we can go out and nurse and help those that are hurt to get healed. To, you know, almost discussing a strategy on what's going to go, where's the greatest need, etc. So I've sensed and I feel that this morning, I mean, I'm not going to preach anything very new. It's just adding on on what Pastor Fred said, but it is not a message that the pastor and his elders are going to go and do this week. It's a message for us. I feel and I believe that every one of us has got something to give. There's some people that are hurting out there in the world. Some people even here might be hurting, and we're mostly speaking of emotional and spiritual hurt. But there are so many people outside of this little room here that we get into contact with, and they are hurting. And we have the tools, not me, we have the tools to go and fix them. Amen. You must say amen, huh? and so that's what I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to give you homework for these 3 weeks when I'm gone, so that nothing stands still. I mean, the message is called the Year of Jubilee, but I'm going to say nothing of that until right at the end. Isaiah 52 verse 2. While we were praying during intercession this week, and I want to add to what Jürgen said, is we always say it's blessed to come to intercession. And the reason we're saying that is because we can see that God is, well, it's just a place where we see that God actually speaks to his people. Okay? And what we do in that intercession is we pray. Let me just tell you what happens there. Maybe it will encourage a few to come. We pray in the beginning, just everyone quietly for a few moments. Just a short moment to hear what God is telling to us. Because the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. So if you follow Jesus Christ, you can hear his voice. You will hear it. So sometimes the greatest or the best thing that we can do is to start practicing that. I know this thing about hearing God's voice is it's sometimes an issue for new believers. Like, how do I hear God's voice? And all that we want to do there at intercession is just help you ease into the process of saying, but you can hear his voice. You do. So we pray. I don't know why I'm saying this. I shouldn't be. But anyway, we're praying for a few moments, and then we just share what we think God is saying. And you know what? In all cases, and in most cases, there is a common thread running through that. So that really encourages. I mean, in the beginning, it was also a new way of doing it for me. But it really encouraged me, and I could see it encourages everybody else.